The important thing here is that both of these emails focus on one aspect of CO2, and that's the impact that we think it might have on Earth's temperatures. But that's not the whole story necessarily, because CO2 could also be having dire consequences for our, not just our atmosphere, but for our oceans. And someone who's got evidence of that and is about to publish an important paper on it in the near future is Frederick Gazou. Hi, Frederick.
Hi, Chris.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us about your research.
What we did is to estimate the impact of increase of CO2 in the ocean on the calcification of shellfish, of mollusks. Calcification of mollusks is the growth of a shell.
So in other words, things like mussels, oysters, anything that's got
exactly.
a shell.
Well, we did our experiments on mussels and oysters, which are the most important in terms of aquaculture. So it has an economical impact. So that's why we choose these two species.
So why should CO2 in the air have anything to do with what's going on in the sea?
Well, what you have to know is that the CO2 which is released by human activities, such as the consumption of petrol, gas, coal, one-third of this CO2 is pumped by the ocean. If you pump CO2 in the ocean, you will decrease its pH.
In other words, the sea is soaking up carbon dioxide that we've put into the air.
Exactly. One-third is taken up by the ocean. That's what we estimated. So if you have more CO2 in the ocean, you will have a stronger acidity of the ocean. And the problem is that this acidity can threaten organisms which grow skeletons or shells made of calcium carbonate.
This is the same stuff that builds up as lime scale in the kettle and we add acid to remove it.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, the CO2 in the ocean has three different species. The CO2 by itself, but also bicarbonate and carbonate. If you decrease the pH, you will shift the equilibrium between these three species toward more CO2 and less carbonate ions.
And the thing is, it's all very well saying that, Frederick, but how much CO2 does it take to make a big difference to the ocean? Have we got any evidence that the CO2 that we make does make a difference to the ocean? And how are you proving that it actually makes a difference in the long run to animals in the ocean?
Well, we first have evidence that in some places on Earth, in the ocean, we had a decrease of the oceanic pH in the last decades. That's a fact.
So the sea genuinely has got more acidic in recent years?
They are more acidic. They are not acid, of course. They are still basic. But they are more. The pH is lower, so they are more acidic, yes.
And how do you know this has an impact on animals?
Well, the thing is, it's just a chemical reaction. If you want to build a calcium carbonate shells or skeletons, you need carbonate ions. And if you decrease the pH, you will decrease the concentrations of carbonate ions. So that's a chemical fact. The thing is, now we're thinking that some organisms are able to adapt, to acclimatize to the new environment. And that's now what I'm going to do in the next month is to try to see if these organisms can adapt themselves.
What experiment did you do to prove that there was a problem in the first place?
I incubated in mesocosms, in chambers, in aquarium, let's say, two populations of mussels and oysters. One population of mussel was incubated with a CO2 concentration, which is what we have now. And another population was incubated increased CO2 concentrations in the water. And what I did is to measure the rate of production of their shells. And I saw that if you increase the CO2, you decrease the rate of shell formation.
Now, when you say you incubated them with increased CO2, mm-hmm. how much increase? Is it within the realms of what we expect to see in the atmosphere within, say, the next 50
yes.
or 100 years?
Yes, I went further than this limit, but I covered the range which is expected in the next 100 years.
Now, obviously, the problem won't be confined just to shellfish. So what other animals might be affected?
A lot of different animals. For instance, the most famous ones, the coral reefs, are made of calcium carbonate. Also, we have really small planktonic organisms that we call theropods. You have also coccolithophorids, which are really small algae, planktonic algae in the ocean. And also, you have species like sea urchins, for instance. And we have evidence for several of these species that if we increase the CO2 of the ocean, we will, let's say, threaten, we will decrease their ability to produce their skeletons or their shells.
So irrespective of what CO2 actually does to the weather or to the temperature of the Earth, it will definitely have this effect on the oceans, and therefore there could be quite serious repercussions.
That's what we think, and that's what first experiments showed already. But now what we have to do, as I told you earlier, is to see if these different organisms are able to acclimatize first, or also genetically adapt to an increased CO2. And that's something which will be done in the next years, but we cannot really answer this question now.
Frederick, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Quite sobering words from Frederick Gazzo, who's at the Netherlands Institute of Ecology. So, in other words, climate change isn't, and CO2 release isn't just confined to warming up the Earth. It actually has quite serious repercussions for what you work on, Helen, which is the world's oceans.
That's right. Yes, indeed. There's a lot of things to think about. And I think the picture is certainly not that clear yet. But, yes, more things to consider.